Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Sometimes getting out of the house is a good thing, especially if your house is haunted. Go to work, have a little bit of peace and quiet, at least from the spirits. But what happens when your home, your business, everything is infested? Almost like a spiritual train station where ghosts just come and go. What do they want? Why are they there? That's a question that we have to ask in our next story. Take a listen. Where to start? My wife and I bought an early 1800s farmhouse for the purpose of starting our business. After selling our business plan to a lender, purchasing the property, and several months of renovations, we were finally ready to open our doors for business. It was not long after this that we began to realize the building did not belong to just us. At first, the encounters were just mine. Having experienced paranormal behavior in the past, I assumed that my experiences would remain just that. The property had been many things in its lifetime, from a family farm to various businesses, all of which had been unsuccessful. We did not know at the time, but our plans to open the property to the public was just the energy needed to turn a quiet country property into a stopping place for the wayward, curious, and sometimes malevolent spirits. In my past experiences, I've seen shadow people, transparent figures, orbs, and experienced poltergeist activity, but for the most part, I see people. They look like you. They look like me. They look just like they did when they were alive, but they are not. I have little to no ability to predict what I experience, and I have virtually no communication skills with spirits beyond those of the average person. Sometimes there will be months between experience, and sometimes there have been bunches. But when they occur, they appear as solid mass, full-bodied apparitions. My second encounter on this property occurred when I was entering what the old kitchen of the original farmhouse was. I simply walked into the kitchen and saw a small boy of about 3 or 4 exits through the doorway around the corner into the next room of the house. Fearing a customer had lost track of their child, I pursued the boy, who had only been about 10 feet ahead of me. He was gone. He could have only entered 2 rooms, and upon searching, I realized he was in neither. An employee of ours also saw and sensed a woman that I had encountered in the old kitchen area as well. She said she saw her sitting in a chair we had in the room and simply vanished when she turned to speak to her. I would feel this woman's presence when I was working in the room. I could see a figure out of the corner of my eye and see what appeared to be the material of a long skirt or dress moving behind me. Whenever I would turn to face her, she would be gone. Over the course of the next several months, multiple employees reported hearing noises, being touched, poltergeist activities, and hearing their names being called. We also had a few customers mention that they felt uneasy in the building. One employee who was working in the kitchen was sweeping up one day. She bent over and swept some dirt into the dustpan, stood up and turned to cross the room into the wastebasket when she saw a man in the modern military uniform in the next room walking with his head down, approaching the door to the kitchen. She crossed the room, deposited the contents of the dustpan into the trash, and turned to greet the man. She waited several seconds and no one entered the kitchen. She peeked around the corner and the man was gone. She walked her way through the entire building, encountering co-workers as she went, but no one had seen the man in uniform. One night I was working late installing vinyl flooring in a section of the building that we were hoping to expand into. An employee and her boyfriend showed up to help with some of the work we were trying to get done in another section of the building. I was kneeling working on the floor, and out of the corner of my eye saw someone wearing an orange shirt or coat walk past an open doorway of another unfinished room where we kept supplies. I continued working, expecting the employee or her boyfriend to walk back past the doorway as they exited the room because there's no other way out. After about 10 minutes, I stood up and walked into the doorway. There was no one in the room. I went immediately to the area where an employee was supposed to be working, and she and her boyfriend were there. When I asked if they had been in my part of the building, they said they had not, and neither of them was wearing orange. A couple of days later, a customer who frequented our business showed up, accompanied by his 3-year-old son. He and his son were standing in a section of our L-shaped building talking to my wife when his son looked out the window towards the other section of our building and asked, "What is he doing there?" When my wife asked him what he was talking about, he pointed out the window to a window on the other section of the building where I'd been doing the flooring 2 nights before and said, "The man in the orange shirt, what is he doing there?" My wife and the boy's father saw no one. When they went to that section of the building to investigate, found no one, with or without an orange shirt. Fearing that word would get around that our business was haunted, we began looking into having someone investigate our property. We enlisted a paranormal investigative group who provided us with a factual history of the property, some of which was extremely dark. The leader of the group was clairvoyant. She provided us with a lot of insight and studies of who had lived and died in there and who was haunting the property. I truly feel the woman is talented and gifted, but for reasons unknown to me, she also provided fraudulent evidence after the investigation, which destroyed the credibility of the group. So now we are left to our own devices. Our building is like a spiritual train station. Spirits come, hang out for a while, then move on. Some stay for extended periods. Some are only encountered once. Some are mischievous, and some are downright nasty. Some keep their distance, and some follow us home. We have welcomed some, asked them to leave, and in one case, forcibly removed one. Our home sits in what was once part of the farm the business is located on. Even though the properties are nearly 2 miles apart, they both are busy, with the business seemingly the hub of the wheel. I see visitors in the building and outside, although we have a few instances of residual occurrences, like the man in heavy boots that still runs down the stairway in the back of the old barn, a stairway that was removed 3 years ago. Most are intelligent. Some seem lost. Some seem bound. But most just appear to be curious. Curious and drawn to the increased energy brought on by the renovations and the increase in human habitation, but once quiet and lonely property. So I guess we'll just continue to coexist. It's hard to object when they know where you live. Literally.
Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.